Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is Star.
And Pastor Dan.
And we are ready to win. We are so excited,
you guys, to be
here another week. And we just want to thank our favorite engineer over there, Alan. He always makes us sound so great. So thank you so much, Alan, for doing what you do best. We are so excited to have you working with us. And for all of you guys that can see us this week, you can not only see us and hear us. So we're excited about that. So we got a lot of great things in store for you guys. But before we get started, I've got to tell you guys that my mommy's birthday was yesterday. She's a whole 65 years
65.
Old, and we are just so excited to be able to celebrate her life. She's
Thank you, Jesus.
A blessing to everybody that she comes into contact with, and so I just love you, Mommy.
Love you too.
Oh.
To God be the glory.
Yes, and so excited that we get to take this journey together. You know, it's nothing like having your mother. And I know for all of you guys who are out there that don't have your mothers in your lives, you know, I know that you miss them. I know you know what I mean. And so I just love you. I always tell her that while she's here with me. I love you. I thank you for
too,
all
tomorrow.
The sacrifices you make and everything that you do for us, for Gabe. And
thank
just
you.
You've been such a great mommy to me all my life. So I just thank God for you.
All your life.
All my life. You've been such a great mommy to me.
That's awesome.
So we're excited, you guys. And like we do every week, we are going to start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So take it away.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just so glad, so grateful that God allowed me to see another year of my life. 65. Social Security time now. So I'm really starting to feel like a senior citizen.
Yes, my favorite senior citizen.
But I try not to. Try to keep it fun.
Yeah, young and fun.
Young and fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep it young and fun. But we're going to go ahead and get started with a scripture. And I just thank everybody for following us on our journey. And I thank this, thank my daughter Star for always being there, one of my biggest supporters, and I'm her biggest supporter, and we tag team, and we like to tag, and I'm glad to be a part of her team.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thank you, Star. So anyway, the scripture is coming today from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 through 16, and it says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action."
All right.
"Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.'"
Amen.
And we're going to be discussing some great things today. And I think this topic fits along with it really, really good. We're going to take it from that. Therefore, prepare your minds for action.
All right.
So that's what we wanted to kind of focus on.
Yeah.
Preparing our minds for action.
That's right.
All right.
That's
so
good.
We just give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we thank God for continuing to lead us and to guide us. And he can only lead us in those two ways, in his truth and righteousness.
That's
for his
right.
name's sake.
Amen.
So to God be the glory. We just thank God for the reading of his word and thank God for allowing us this opportunity to always put him first in everything that we do. So we always start out with scripture. So,
all right.
Okay.
Love it, love it, love it. Love I it. Love that. Prepare our minds
for
action. All right. And, you know, we are moving forward. We're moving forward and we are taking action because that's the only way that we can get anything done is if we take some action.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think this is a great time for a little song because I wrote a song that says,
all right.
It's getting better every day.
All right.
I'm getting stronger every day. No matter what comes my way, I'm moving forward.
All right.
Didn't I?
Yeah, and that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. We're moving forward. So we are going to come right back after this song. It's getting better every day. Getting better. Getting better. Getting better. Getting better. Well, welcome back. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
The word for today is what? Prepare your mind for action. And that's exactly what we're doing. And so I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. We come on the radio every Saturday from 12 to 1. Mm-hmm. And we're helping children and families that have special needs. And we're just helping children and families, period. But especially if you have children out there with special needs, that's the area that God has really blessed us with in this season of our lives. My son Gabriel is 11 years old and he has severe autism. And guess what, guys? We're on the journey together. And so we want to help bring you resources that will help you and your family be safe and mm-hmm. just enjoy and have the best life that you possibly can. And so we love coming on here every Saturday to help you. For those of you who are want to watch us live, you can go right to our YouTube channel, Starfields YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see us because we have some fun props for you that you would be able to see some of the things that we are doing. You won't believe it. So you'll be able to see some of the things that we're doing right here live, and me and mommy are having a blast.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So make sure that you go and watch, and you'll be able to see exactly some of the things that we're talking about that we're going to help you guys with today. And we're talking about different things that can help you be safe during the summer. And I know this is something that's so near and dear to all of our hearts because we have to keep our kids safe. You know, that's one of the most important things. And mm-hmm. summer brings a lot of fun and excitement.
Right.
But at the same time, there's a lot of things that we have to do to make sure that we keep them safe.
Mm-hmm.
And first and foremost, especially here in Florida, it is hurricane season.
Yes.
Okay. And so according to the National Weather Service, hurricane season lasts from June 1st and will run all the way until November the 30th. So you guys mm-hmm. want to be mindful of that.
That's right.
And make sure that you are getting prepared. And I know one of the things that mommy is adamant about every time we go to the grocery store, we got to get water. We got to get water. So I'm like, okay, get water. So that's
keep
one of the things that she says.
Yes.
Yeah, she starts literally, you guys, she starts mm-hmm. like really getting really concerned. I won't say worried or nervous, but I'll say concerned when we start running out of water. She starts getting really concerned. And she's like, Star, you have to think about this. And I want you guys to think about it too, because I'm laughing, but it's seriously, mm-hmm. it makes so much sense when she says that. You think you have a lot of water when you buy a 24-pack of water.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, Star, if it was me and you and Gabe and Quentin and we had a 24-pack of water,
mm-hmm.
that would only last us
one day.
Because she says, if mm-hmm. we drunk 6 bottles of water,
mm-hmm.
that would only last us one day. So you guys make sure that you calculate, just like mommy's over here calculating
mm-hmm.
that water. And
really
and
6 to 8 bottles. But
yeah. See how long your water will last.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very important. It's
yeah.
key.
She says it's key.
Yeah, it's key to your survival,
mm-hmm.
to surviving.
Yeah. And I remember when we had our awesome friend Mike Tony's on from
mm-hmm.
the Survivalist Mentality.
Yes. Hey, Mike.
Hey. He talked about
mm-hmm.
the water, and
yes.
he talked about that was, you know, more important than food. And a lot
yes.
of times people think the food is more important than
mm-hmm.
than the water, but really it's opposite. The water is more important than the food.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely it's hurricane season. Don't wait until
mm-hmm.
like all the water is gone, guys. Go out
right.
there and get some water.
Right.
Yeah.
Best to start in advance to get the things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be standing in long lines.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we're preparing
yeah.
our mind for
action.
So don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Go ahead and get some water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few other things that you will also need
yes.
to prepare for the hurricane. And
mm-hmm.
what are those things, Mommy?
Well, first of all, you just have to get a kit to fit for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's family requires something different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has different needs, in a different place, different circumstances, but you have to have a hurricane preparedness kit prepared in advance
mm-hmm.
so that you won't be looking all over the house trying to find a radio, which we don't hardly ever use, a batterized radio.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to get one of those. I know this is the era of technology, but sometimes you might have to resort back to some basics.
Some basics.
Some real basics. Yeah. When it
yes.
comes to, you know, safety.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Try to have a radio if you can and make sure you have plenty of batteries to operate certain things. You
mm-hmm.
might need a lantern or some flashlights. Just basic things, you know, water, and then get you some canned goods.
I see on their list she says cash.
That's one of the most important things. Sometimes we think we're going to have access to the ATM machine.
Yeah, I see she has that on the list. I'm like, cash, right?
Cash should be at the top of the list. Make sure you have some cash. Start, you know, putting a little $10, $15 back in your petty cash or however much you think you might need. But when the power goes out, so does the ATMs. You have no access to ATMs. So it's best to have some cash because you can always still continue to spend cash.
Right.
But you can't spend, you can't do nothing with plastic.
Yeah.
At that time. So
yeah.
Make sure you have something because that, you know, cash can save you too, because you have that cash on hand, you can get you some gas and, you know, whatever you need to get an airplane, do whatever you need. Cash can move you forward.
Right.
A little bit. So try to make sure you have cash and not wait till, I can just wait till tomorrow and go to the ATM machine because you might lose power. You know, and
another thing is keeping your car's gassed up too.
Full tank of gas.
Yeah, that's something that all, you know, as women, a lot of times we're like, oh, we'll just get gas tomorrow, but fill up those gas tanks. Try to keep them on F as much as possible.
As much as possible. Don't ever let your
during this hurricane season
go below a half a tank. Never ever. That's my concern. I don't like waiting until it gets like the light tells me, oh, getting low fuel. I don't like to do that.
Right.
Really. I like to keep the car full.
Okay.
Because you don't ever know when you might have an emergency and you might have to get up and go in the middle of the night.
Right.
Not just for hurricane, but for anything. So
right.
Keep your car full and then also have a first aid kit. I think that's really good because you never know when you're going to have to cut yourself or whatever. You have things right at hand, your Band-Aids, your bandages, your, you know, antiseptics, that type of thing to keep you safe as well.
I think that's really good, that first aid kit.
First aid kit.
Gabriel got a little scratch the other day when we were at the Cadillac dealership, and Mommy was like, oh, he scratched himself. He had scratched a mosquito bite, which is something else that we're going to talk about a little bit later because the bugs are just horrible this summer.
Right.
But he had got a mosquito bite, he scratched it, and it started bleeding. And she went out there. She went to the desk. They didn't have any Band-Aids. She went someplace else. They didn't have any Band-Aids. And so she was finally able to go, and somebody had some Band-Aids.
Right, that they had.
And they said they were going to keep them at the front desk for
times like that. And hand sanitizer. I use hand sanitizer for everything. I got a little scratch, a little mosquito bite, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hand sanitizer.
So those are some things on our list. She has food and water, flashlights, batteries,
chargers,
and cash, of course, and then a first aid kit and supplies, and hand sanitizer, deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste, and any feminine items that you might need. So those are some things that you want to have on stock. And then I would just add to that, if you have a child with special needs, you need to make sure you always have their medicines stocked up. Don't wait till the last minute.
Anything
you can be ready to go. So that would be the key, because when that hurricane came last time, I know we had to be packed up and we were ready to get out of here you know, make sure the cars are serviced. That's another thing that is very key, is make sure those cars are serviced, and that includes all of your cars. Keep them serviced so they are ready to get on the road. And
that's,
I know,
right.
My husband did that a lot for us. And sometimes we're like, you're always working on that car. But guess what? When it was time for us to go, that car was ready to go.
Yes, it was.
And we were ready to get in that car and get out of here to be safe. So that's something that I encourage you guys to do. So make sure that cars are serviced, prescriptions are filled, and that you can be ready to get out of here.
Be ready to evacuate.
Yes.
When it's time.
You have to be ready to get out of here.
That's why it's so important to have some petty cash put back, so you know, you don't have to wait till you get a paycheck, because you got some petty cash, you can make the move now.
That's true.
You know, you don't have to sit around and wait, you know, on a check to come in. Just start putting back, you know, what you can, you know, when you can, why you can. So for such a time as this,
that's
the hurricane
right.
season.
Yeah, you have to. You can't be broke. You can't be broken.
Yeah,
think
you have to have cash.
Road.
You have to have cash at hand to make a move.
That's so true.
So.
So we want to encourage you guys, get prepared for hurricane season, and know that it comes around every year, just like Christmas. We get prepared for Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's be prepared for hurricane season, especially for those of us that live in places like Florida. Okay, let's make sure that we are prepared for hurricane season
up and down the sea coast
and whatever
areas,
that means to you. You know, having your particular plan in mind for your family. And you know, Mommy had talked about before, we can put our hands right now. If you had a Christmas tree, Christmas lights and decorations. Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to put your hand on your hurricane box that has all of your hurricane stuff in it. Have it labeled and have everything that you need and already have a game plan in mind of where you're going to go. If a hurricane is coming from this direction, where are you going to go? If it's coming from this other direction, where are you going to go? If you have a child with special needs, you need to know the shelters that service families that have children with special needs or adults that have special needs. So where are you going to go? Service animals, where are they going to be able to go at? You know, all those things you have to be able to take into consideration.
And you have to be mindful that flooding could occur. So, you know, the hurricane might not hit you, but the flooding, there might be flooding going on because of the rain and the storms. And so you have to be ready to go so you won't get trapped.
That's right, because you have to have your mind prepared
for action. That's right.
Okay, so we're going to have our minds prepared for action, you guys. And I think that's such a great scripture. Another thing we want to talk about real quickly before we have our break is the fact that this summer heat is, oh my goodness, it's so hot.
It's hot.
It is such a hot summer already. I know we have been burning up, and I've been trying to ask the people at the pool just different tips on which sunscreen should we use for Gabe? You know, what are some different things? And you guys, we talked about this on our first series, summer series, safety series, about not making sure you're not out in the heat of the day if at all possible.
Yes.
You know, and if you are going to be out there, making sure that you have your sunscreen on. And I actually got some really good advice from one of the lifeguards. This time when we were at the pool a couple days ago, she said, whatever your sunscreen is, if it says 50, which she said really is the maximum amount that it can be anyway, that there's really nothing that can be higher than 50. But she said, if it says 50, for example, then that is also an indicator of how many minutes it needs to be reapplied. So I thought that was good. So that means for SPF 50, it needs to be reapplied every 50 minutes. And so I was like, that's a good tip. I never heard that one before. So I don't know if you guys have or haven't, but I thought that was a good tip. So if you're out in the heat and you're sweating and your kids are in the pool, then make sure that you're reapplying your SPF, not just putting it on one time and thinking that you're protected, but make sure that you are definitely reapplying that SPF. Okay.
Great.
So one of our other safety tips we want to give you guys is your sunglasses. Oh my goodness, these are so much fun. And we put these cool sunglasses on for all of you guys who are watching. You see us, we're like, yay! We got our sunglasses on. And that's how we be feeling when we're in the car with our cool sunglasses on. You might have your expensive sunglasses on, or they might be from Dollar Tree. But guess what, guys? It does not matter where the sunglasses come from as long as they are protecting your eyes. And this is really, really key. One of the things people always ask me because of Gabriel's detached retinas, they always ask me, how's Gabe's eyes doing? So you have to be concerned, even if you don't have any particular eye issues right now. I want you guys to be concerned about your eye health because according to the National Institute of Health, sunglasses are a great fashion accessory, but their most important job is to do what? Protect your eyes from the sun's ultraviolet rays, the UV rays. And some of the sun's effects on the eyes can include cataracts, which Gabriel had cataracts, okay? A clouding of the eye's lens that can blur vision, an estimated 20% cause, an estimated 20% of cases are caused by extended UV exposure. So that is something to know, that 20% of the people walking around here could have not had all that, those eye issues if they would have had on some sunglasses. So, I mean, I'd be putting my sunglasses on. I'd be thinking, oh, these are some cute sunglasses. But now I'm like so mindful about it because I'm like, not only do I want them to look cute with my outfit, but really, seriously, that sun is so bright. And, you know, that's just one of the things I've noticed this summer is the sun being, it seems like it's just extra bright and extra hot. And then there's a lot of flies. Okay. So many nasty flies flying around.
I've seen so many flies.
And so many mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are seeing a lot of flies and mosquitoes, leave a comment in the video and let us know what you're using to help combat that issue. Because, you know, Gabriel does not understand mosquitoes or flies or ants or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. The bugs are just really, really bad. You know, we've had our house sprayed. I'm so glad we have a great service that comes in and sprays. But, you know, it's so important, you guys, because a lot of times our children, especially our children with special needs, they don't understand the impact of a mosquito bite or an ant heel. You know, I will never forget one time when Gabriel was outside playing. You remember that,
remember
Mommy?
That.
And he ran through that ant hill and he had about 50 to 75 bites on him. And he did not even understand until they started biting him all at one time. Then he got so upset. He ran back in the house and he ran back out the house. And I was trying to get him to jump in the pool. And he was just like, and then he ran up, he ran upstairs to his bed and was rolling all over his bed. And then the ants got all up in there. It was just crazy.
It was terrible.
It was crazy, crazy, crazy experience. So sometimes our children don't even understand the danger of an ant hill or all these mosquitoes flying around.
Because he wasn't looking down when he was walking out.
And even if he was looking down, he wouldn't have known.
He wouldn't have known
that would hurt
me. This is harmful.
Yeah. And so that for that, we always say you have to pay attention to your surroundings. And we always say for Gabe, we've got to be their eyes. We've got to be their ears. We've got to be their feet. You have to be all those different things for these kids. You have to be their voice, you know.
Mouthpiece,
so you have to pay attention to your surroundings. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But we want to know, what are you guys doing to help with these bugs? One of the things that we got, if you can see for... if you're watching live on the video, you'll be able to see. We got this right at Aldi's. We've been shopping at our local Aldi's a lot this week. And this is called a Pick Pest-Free Living Insect Killer Dual-Purpose Bug Zapper and LED Light. And it can go in the inside of the house, and it can go on the outside of the house. I think we paid $12.99 for this. And we're going to put this up and see how this works to help with the flies and to help with the bugs, any mosquitoes or anything. So this is one thing we're going to try. We'll come back and let you guys know how that works.
It's a form of new technology, but you can always use the old technology.
The old technology is the fly swatter.
That works real good.
She's talking about the new technology and the old technology.
That zaps them. Zap them with the fly swatter.
With that being said, guys, we just thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Star.
And Pastor Dad.
And you've been listening to Ready to win.
Yes.
And, you know, we thank you so much for your continued support.
Yes.
Listening every week. We come on from 12 to 1. We're helping children and families with special needs. And you know what? We're helping children and families. That's what we're doing. We're being a blessing to all the families on the earth, because that's what the Lord has called us to. So you guys stay tuned. Listen in. We're going to come back with the second half of our show. And this is our second summer series, number 2, summer safety, series number 2. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump is using his weekly address to talk about his next appointment to the Supreme Court.
In choosing Justice Kennedy's replacement, my greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written. Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws. We reject judicial activism and policymaking from the bench.
The president said he was greatly honored when Justice Kennedy came to the White House to meet with him. The president's decision will be announced Monday night. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says dismantling of North Korea's nuclear program remains the focus, as he just wrapped up 2 days of meetings with North Korean leaders.
We talked about what the North Koreans are continuing to do and how it's the case we can get our arms around achieving what Chairman Kim and President Trump both agreed to, which was the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
However, North Korea just issuing a statement that says high-level talks with the U.S. delegation, they were regrettable. They accused Washington of trying to unilaterally pressure the country into abandoning its nukes. A house exploded in Newfield, New Jersey, killing two people, a couple in their 70s. The blast reported is a gas explosion that broke windows in homes and scattered debris over several blocks. The county fire marshal is investigating, along with the state police arson bomb unit, the ATF, and the Franklin Township PD. That youth soccer coach trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand with his team has apologized to their parents in the first letter that was sent out through divers. Improved weather conditions are enabling dive teams to start extracting the 13. They've been underground since June 23rd. You're listening to SRN News.
For your Saturday afternoon, partly sunny, a chance of afternoon storms, the high 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe some scattered showers, low 72. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of more storms, high 88. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low 73. Monday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high 88. Tuesday, looking mostly sunny with a chance of afternoon storms, high 91.
All right, guys, welcome back. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we are ready to win. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, we come on the radio every Saturday from 12 to 1, and we are helping families and children with special needs. And so thank you so much for listening in.
Much.
We also want to thank all of you who are watching us out there on YouTube. We thank you so much for all of your support and for all of your comments. And just for following us on our journey, it's such a blessing.
It is a blessing.
You know, when we started doing vlogs and sharing our journey of having a child with special needs with the world, we never thought, I never thought that we would be doing a radio program every Saturday. I know that we want to continue to be a blessing to all of you. So we are finishing up this half of the show with our summer safety series. And, you know, we really cannot, you know, just get it across enough that we've got to pay attention to our surroundings. I think that is so key.
Yes.
You know, we were talking a little bit before about the ants and how the ants bit Gabriel before. And, you know, and then we seen on Facebook, one of our other friends, she said, I'm not even going to cut my grass because it was this big snake in her yard.
Yes.
And I always tell the therapist, I'm like, never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever. And I mean ever. Let Gabriel play with any type of toy snakes. I've never bought any type of toy snakes or any type of toy bugs or any of that buggy, snaky
spider
or anything because he does not really understand the difference between fake and real. And I don't, you know, I don't want him to ever think it's okay to pick anything like that up or whatever. So, I mean, you know, I just that's one of the things that scares me. And we were talking, you know, you have to be their eyes, their mouth, and you have to really be there and pay attention to not only your surroundings, but for their surroundings as well.
Right.
And a lot of times when people say that, I think we think about like predators or people, but it's not always people, guys. It could be, it could be something as simple, like we said, the ants, it could be snake, it could be that there's glass on the ground and they're walking barefoot, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it can be anything.
Anything.
So you just want to make sure that you're paying attention to your surroundings and so that you can pay attention to their surroundings. But we have heard some stories that have, you know, they have shooken us up. I'm like, oh my, I cannot believe some of these stories. And I don't hear them. Mommy's the one that always hears them. And she, Star, oh my God, let me tell you. Oh my God, I got to tell you this. Oh my God, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I don't want to hear
a disclaimer.
Story. I don't want to hear another.
Stop reading out loud.
I'm like, stop reading all that out loud. I don't want to get all stressed out with all these stories. I got my own stress, you know. But these stories, you guys, mm-hmm. are real, and I think we need to be so aware of them,
right.
Because this is happening, and it's happened to people right here in Florida, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you want to tell the story, or you want me to tell it?
You go ahead and tell the story.
Tell the story that I didn't want to hear about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties right into what we're talking about, paying attention to your surroundings. And so, mommy was just looking at, I guess, Facebook, because that's what she likes to do.
It was on the news,
mm-hmm. and a young girl, beautiful girl, 15, 16 years mm-hmm. old, was just out floating in the lake. And I guess she must have floated too close to mm-hmm. a alligator's nest.
Mm-hmm.
And so she looked up and she seen this alligator like right close by her. And she was on a float. So she was kind of trying to float, like get away from the alligator. And there was, praise the Lord, it was a branch hanging down.
Right.
And she was able to climb on this branch. I mean, praise God for branches,
yeah.
okay? Because God, you know, he'll put a branch out there for you.
That's right.
Okay, she reached up and grabbed the branch.
Yes.
And she was able to hold on to this branch, you guys. Not only was she able to get the branch, the mother was doing what? Paying attention to her daughter.
Right.
Because she was not on the float with her,
mm-hmm.
but she was able to call for help immediately,
right.
and they
mm-hmm.
were able to get there in enough time before the girl fell down, because now not only was it one alligator, but multiple alligators were swarming around her,
yes.
where she was at, hanging from a branch. But praise the Lord, the girl was safe.
Thank you Jesus.
Yes. And they were able to rescue her, and that just really scared me, because I'm thinking to myself, it could have been anybody out there
mm-hmm.
floating. And I just thank God for that, because that had a happy ending for the young lady.
It did.
So I'm so thankful to the Lord that she was okay. And but I just wanted to give you guys
some was paying attention, too.
And she was paying attention to her surroundings.
She was just laying on the float and wasn't paying attention, had her eyes closed or whatever.
She was paying attention.
Even though she was on the float, she was aware of her surroundings.
She was aware of her surroundings.
So
and the mother was aware, too.
Yes.
And that mother got on that phone and she called in panic. And, you know, so with that being said, guys, I want you to know that it says that alligators do not pose the same level of danger throughout the course of a year, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Mm-hmm.
But alligators are most active between temperatures of 82 degrees and 92 degrees. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that shows you when they're most active. And then I seen some place that said their mating season was like March 1st through July 1st, something like that.
Okay.
So I asked Google. I said, Google, tell me about the danger of alligators in
mm-hmm.
Florida. And they say, although Florida has a lot of alligators, there's not a lot of fatal alligator attacks. You know, so that's something that we should be happy to know. But
right.
at the same time, I think one attack or two attacks is too many, you know,
yes.
in my opinion, you know. But I want to give you guys some tips, you know, because we do live here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And when you live around alligators, you need to know how to protect yourself.
Around bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of water and bridges, rivers. Oceans.
Yeah,
ponds,
that's
streams,
where we live at.
Yeah.
All these retention ponds.
A lot of retention ponds.
So we need to know how to protect ourselves.
Right here in our residential neighborhood. So.
Mm-hmm. So this is three ways that when you are living around alligators, some ways that you can protect yourself. And okay,
mm-hmm.
now we live around them, but it still says number one is stay away from alligators.
Right.
So mm-hmm. they're around us, but you want to stay away from them. And I think like that's a smart thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ding 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 ding. Stay
right.
away from alligators. You know what I mean? It's the easiest way to avoid an alligator attack is to avoid these territorial predators. And it says they're going to stand their ground. And that's the thing about these alligators is
mm-hmm.
they stand their ground. They're
not going to run from you.
They're not going to run from you.
Mm-mm.
And they said if you back them up in a corner, oh buddy, you better get to moving,
because right.
they're not going to.
They know how to run fast.
And they know how to run fast, and they know how to climb.
Yeah.
So that's something to know as well. And it says alligators will stand their ground and when on land, and if they don't move away from you, whenever you start moving, then you need to start to moving away from them. Okay.
That's right.
And they say try to leave at least 15 feet between you and the alligator. And if the alligator shows aggression, try to move further away or find a safe place in a house or car. And then I already said that they're really good climbers. So just make sure that you try to stay away from the alligator. And number two is move away from aggressive alligators. And warning signs of aggression include hissing, opening the mouth, and moving their heads or bodies towards you. So you want to move away from these type of alligators immediately. And I know that sounds like a no-brainer, but I see people all the time, like they're just playing with these animals.
They're feeding them and everything.
Like they're
a pet.
Like they're a pet.
And another thing is, like, when we go to these different parks and lakes, it has the signs out. They tell you to beware of alligators.
Beware of alligators.
Yeah, you enter at your own risk. They're telling you. They put a sign up. So that protects them. So if anybody does get hurt, then they're not liable because they have signs out that tell you.
It tells you to beware of alligators.
Beware of alligators.
Another thing that it was saying, like, if they don't go back into the water.
Right.
Then that they're coming.
They're hungry.
They're coming. If they don't retreat back into the water, then that means they might be hungry and they might be looking for you. So it would behoove you to make sure that
you're
playing around with no alligators.
That's
like
right.
That. I mean, we went to the alligator farm, and I love the alligators. I have nothing against
what was
the alligators.
About? But the more that we were there, as long as when we were there, they were at first it was like, oh, look at this alligator, look at this alligator. And then we started seeing them. Groups of them. And they didn't look like they were that enclosed.
It didn't. It felt so open. I mean, it was a fun field trip. That was one of our funnest field trips.
It
you
was.
Can go and look it up. I did a video. I'm always, you know, videoing our journey so you can actually go see that. But it really showed me a lot. And that's why I, just from that experience, and these are supposedly the tame ones that are getting eaten chicken, you know. Wow, I can't imagine what the other alligators are like that are not getting chicken on a regular basis.
Right.
So, I mean, this is real, guys. It's not even anything to joke about.
No.
People, that
people
was the first story.
Lives.
Yeah, the first story had a happy ending. And the second story that we'll talk about when we come back, you know, it has a different ending, you know.
Yeah.
And so, so you guys stay tuned. You're listening to Ready to Win. We're giving you some summer safety tips. And this is our second series. And so we just thank you for tuning in and for following us on our journey. And if you are out there and you want to see us and not just hear us, you can tune in on our YouTube channel, Starfields channel, STAARFIELDS. And you can watch us because we're here. Hi.
Hey, y'all.
Are you ready to win? I am.
So ready.
Are you ready to win? I am.
So ready.
Are you ready to win?
Everywhere,
watch us. Try to guess our next move, but they can't because we've been at it for some time and the fear is right. Nothing's gonna stop us tonight.
Ready to win.
I am.
to win.
All right, guys, welcome back. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we're ready to win.
Yes, we are.
If you just are tuning in, we come on the radio every Saturday from 12 to 1, mm-hmm. and we're helping families and children with special needs, but we are helping everybody, you guys, today with this awesome information because we are sharing with you on how to stay safe, okay?
Yes,
this
yes.
is our summer safety series part two, and we've been talking so far today about hurricane preparedness mm-hmm. and, you know, being ready to evacuate whenever you need to,
mm-hmm.
sun safety,
yes.
how to protect your eyes from mm-hmm. the sun, your
All right.
body from the sun,
mm-hmm.
and then number three is paying attention to your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about paying attention to the ants, the spiders, the bugs, the snakes, and all those things that are a little bit more common, but we are also talking about some things that are not as common, like alligators. And I think that's something that, you know, we don't want to see them. We don't want to run into them, you know.
Right.
I mean, we had a great time. Like, we were staying at the alligator farm. It was
yes.
one of our most
mm-hmm.
fun field trips. However, it also let us see just how big and bold and scary,
yeah,
I will say, that
it
these
was.
Animals are, you know what I mean? And so it was definitely educational, I'll say that. And I'm even getting more education as we researched for this show
mm-hmm.
to be able to give you guys this information. So that was the first story we told you about, what the young lady, praise the Lord, they were able to help her.
Yes.
The second story that my mom told me from looking at the Facebook, and it was all over the news.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was on the news.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
sad.
You know, the lady took her dogs for a walk like she normally does.
Mm-hmm.
And she was walking by the lake. And guess what? The alligator came up and ate the lady and left the dogs sitting there. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
That was just so sad. Nobody, who would have ever thought? And the dogs were just sitting there like, what just happened, you know? And nobody would have ever thought. But they said that in the lake, the people knew that it was an alligator there. And they would feed the alligator all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you guys to know that feeding alligators is a crime. It's illegal.
Against the law.
It's against the law. Mm-hmm. It really is. And so make sure.
And it's for your safety, too, and your protection.
Mm-hmm. Make sure that you don't do that,
right.
You know, because it says that what happens is they start coming to that spot
mm-hmm.
for food. And when the food doesn't show up, they start to lose their fear of people, which means the next snack could be
you.
You or a pet or something
mm-hmm.
like that. They say don't get out of your cars if you see one in the street. Don't try to get too close for
mm-hmm.
too close to it. And if you ever are feeling like it's getting ready to chase you, they said to kind of run at a 45 degree angle. I read that someplace.
Okay.
And then, you know, and they said if you ever do get attacked by alligator, just make sure you put up a fight for your life. You can't just sit there and let it
eat you.
You got to
yeah.
fight
for poke them in your eye.
Yeah,
poke
and then,
in
and
your
then
eyes,
they say poke
right?
it in its eye. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if it clamps down on you, you gotta fight, move, wiggle, poke it in its eyes, you know, that type of thing. So we pray.
We pray that you don't be a prey. It's really serious. It's really mind-boggling, you know.
We pray that you guys will stay safe.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Yes.
That you will stay safe and watch your surroundings. Yes. And even, you know, alligators are the extreme, are a little bit to the extreme, mm-hmm. but like mommy was saying earlier, she said, even if you don't live around a lot of alligators, if you go and visit a place that has alligators, you know, a lot of people are coming from different places like up north and mm-hmm. Midwest, and they might not have alligators there.
They're not expecting to stumble over an alligator.
So you got to make sure that we teach mm-hmm. them what to look for. When you come to Florida, you better look out for some alligators. And I think
because
that's
they are
key,
here.
Because they're here.
Yeah.
I don't know what it takes for you to keep your mm-hmm. particular family safe, but you know what it takes.
Yes.
And so we encourage you to make a list of those things so that not only can you know, but then you can educate other people on what it takes for your family to run, for your family to be safe. And
right.
And the word for today was God is doing what?
Preparing
our
minds
for
action.
And so that's what we're doing. We're taking action, guys.
Right.
We're taking action on what we need to be mm-hmm. safe for the summer.
Right.
And we're making a decision
right.
that this is going to be our best summer ever. And another one of the families that I love following this family, mm-hmm. they have something that they call 18 summers.
All right.
And they're talking about how, you know, as your kids grow up, you only have 18 summers with
right,
them.
Right, right.
And so if you really look at that, mm-hmm. if you really think about that, you have 18 summers with your family.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do
right.
to make every summer special, spectacular?
Right.
You know, a lot of people think they just have all this time, but
right.
time flies and
it
time
does.
Waits for no one.
That's
I mean,
right.
I look at Gabriel and I remember him being this little 1 pound, 10 ounce baby in
mm-hmm.
the NICU, and now he is 130 pounds,
mm-hmm.
11 years old. And I'm like, wow, where has the time gone?
Tall.
He's 5 feet tall. But where has the time gone, guys?
Right.
But I can look back at all these videos.
Yes.
And I can see
mm-hmm.
all the progress that he's made.
Mm-hmm.
I can see all the places that we've been.
Right.
And I can relive those memories over
right.
and over again. And then at the same time as I can look back on all those awesome, precious memories, I am so excited and I anticipate us creating so many more.
Yes.
And so I ask you guys, what are you going to do for the rest of your summer? For this 2018, what are you going to do for your summer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a lot of great summer plans, things that we want to do, that I hope you guys do too.
Right.
So I encourage you guys to be the star of your own movie. I always
yes.
say that.
Yes.
You
mm-hmm.
are the star of your own movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is your summer series.
Right.
Your summer sitcom. What are you going to do?
Right.
What are the places that you're going to go?
Create great memories.
And what
with
kind
your
of
families.
Memories are you going to create? That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do? And you know, mommy was talking and she was just saying, take time to enjoy the family. We've talked about the alligators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we want to end it on taking time to enjoy your family.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do to enjoy your family?
Right. And even if you don't have a lot of money, there's a lot of things that you can do for free.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the Kummer Art Museum if you live here in Jacksonville. And wherever you live, they have museums that you can go to maybe one day out of a week that's free. They have libraries.
Mm-hmm.
You can go take your kids to the library. You can
mm-hmm.
take walks.
A lot of things you can do.
Take your child to the movie. Do things to create memories, you know. And even if you just sat on the porch, just make up a game or sing and talk and express yourself and just do something fun at home if you can't get out.
And speaking of the library, we will be singing at the library
mm-hmm.
on Monday in Maxville. I believe we're on from 11 to 12 in Maxville,
all
Florida.
Right.
A noteworthy live band presents Singing with Star at the Maxville Library. So we're going to be there, guys. And I love that. That's a fun, free activity that
right.
you can bring your kids to. And they have them all week long, every week for the summer.
2 weeks ago, we were at the Mandarin Library,
mm-hmm.
and oh my goodness, it was just awesome. The kids participated with yeah. singing the star, you know, and it was just magical.
It was so awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, and I had awesome. A wonderful time, and that's really, truly what I love to do is I love to use my voice to mm-hmm. help those who don't have a voice. I love to use mm-hmm. The music that God has placed on the inside of me to be a blessing to others. And right. to see those kids light up
they
like
did.
That.
They did. They just lit up like
Christmas trees. Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. And to be able to teach them self-confidence when they came up and held the microphone.
Right.
I love
awesome.
Doing that. Because if you mm-hmm. can catch them at 3 and 4 and 5 when they're 40 and 50, guess what? They'll still have that confidence. We are so thankful to the Lord that we're able to instill that into our young people and let them know that there's a star inside of you. And that was the first song that the Lord gave me to write, but it's still my message. That's my ultimate underlying message for everybody out there,
yes.
that there's a star inside of you. So we hope and pray that you will take a hold, grab a hold of that word. There's a star inside of you. Become mm-hmm. the star of your own summer series
yeah,
this
summer.
And we can't wait to watch your story. You know, one of the things that mommy said is not only do it, but capture it, video it, so that we
right.
can see what you're doing when you share it with others. And you give others hope and you give others permission to go out there and do the same thing.
That's it, Star.
So thank you so much, you guys, for listening and joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first live one on the YouTube. So hey, happy birthday to my beautiful mommy.
Thank you. 65.
And
grateful.
Thank you guys so much for following us on our journey. We love you. We
yes.
hope you enjoyed our summer series number 2. Was awesome. Some awesome help and
you.
Some tips on what you can do to be successful. If you would like to partner with us and help us continue to do the great work that we're doing here in our community and around this country, you can visit us at www.giveawayfoundation.org. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, and we are
ready to win.